This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm David Lazarus of the Los Angeles Times. Today, we continue our close look at America's housing market. At least 10 million homeowners aren't feeling the love of recovery. That is to say, they still have underwater mortgages where they owe more than their homes are worth. But some borrowers were thrown a life raft this week. Mortgage heavyweights Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have announced a bailout program for struggling homeowners who are current on their payments. If there's a pressing need to leave their property, they can just walk away. To explain how it'll work, we're joined by Julia Gordon. She's the Director of Housing Finance and Policy at the Center for American Progress. Hiya, Julia.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Right, let's step back for a moment. What are the origins of this program? Why is it coming into being?
There are many people who, for one reason or another, want to leave their home. They have a job in another state. They've been through a divorce. Perhaps someone has died or become ill. And in those cases, it's very important for people to be able to leave the house without having to default on their loan if they don't need to.
Okay, but most of the data out there suggests that the housing market is on the comeback trail at the moment. So why are we offering such a generous program right now?
We still have millions and millions of people underwater. Foreclosures hurt everybody in the process. They hurt the homeowner, they hurt the investor, they depress the values and the surrounding homes, and they're bad for neighborhoods and cities.
So this is good for the homeowner and good for me, his next-door neighbor.
Exactly.
But since Fannie and Freddie are basically propped up by taxpayer money, doesn't this mean that you and I, and everyone listening, taxpayers, will take a hit any time Fannie and Freddie agree to allow this to happen?
Actually, quite the opposite. This program will allow taxpayers to take less of a hit. The worst outcome, both for taxpayers and for homeowners, is always a foreclosure. The only people who get rich on foreclosures are lawyers and sometimes mortgage servicers.
All right, I buy that, but you're basically saying I can have a big piece of bad pie or a small piece of bad pie.
The bad pie is already here to stay. We had a housing crisis and millions of people are underwater on their mortgages. And the fact is, life goes on. So we say to ourselves, what's the second best thing we can do since we can't roll the clock back to before that happened?
It's kind of the rising tide lifts all boats approach to the housing market. There's one element of this program, though, that kind of befuddles me, and that is I can qualify to walk away from my mortgage if I have some of these other eligibilities, and yet if I've got a vacation home, it will be unaffected. Excuse me? If you've got another asset like a vacation home, shouldn't there be some requirement like you got to sell that off before you can walk away from this other loan?
Well, absolutely. Assets are taken into account. When they leave the home, they are going to have to pay Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac something.
What happens to your credit score if you qualify for this program and are walking away from a home?
It's not good for your credit score. It's better than a foreclosure, and it's better than stopping paying on your mortgage just to get out of the home.
We get questions on this topic from time to time. Here's something from Brian from Greenfield, Wisconsin. And Julia, his question is, the company I currently work for is relocating to another state. I've been working there for several years. I don't want to leave, but I'm underwater on my mortgage and it would be difficult to sell in this economy. What advice would you give? If Fannie or Freddie are involved here, it sounds like the first thing he should do is apply for this program.
No, the short sale program is the preferable program and the easier program for people to get into. Brian will have the greatest chance of having his investor forgive any debt that he still owes if he goes through the short sale program. The short sale program has a broader definition of hardship to be able to get into it. However, if for some reason he's unable to sell his house, for example, if he had to move tomorrow or if someone had died or there was an illness that made it difficult for him to engage in the process of selling the house, then that would be a good time just to essentially turn the keys into the lender.
Julia Gordon is Director of Housing Finance and Policy at the Center for American Progress. Thank you very much, Julia.
You're welcome.